Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Amen. I'm sure you're blessed by that song done by Kirk Franklin titled Love. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the ninth day in March 2024. Let love be your greatest motivation. John chapter 13 verse 34, our theme scripture for today says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you have made. Thank you, Lord, for making us to be a part of it. Thank you for life. Thank you, oh God, for health and strength and for your goodness generally to us. We also thank you for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and the requisite grace to act in obedience in Jesus' name. Amen. God wants genuine love to be the driving force and underlying motivation of every relationship and everything that we do in the kingdom. As far as God is concerned, if your relationship or what you do in the kingdom is not born out of genuine love, then it is of no consequence. It attracts no reward. Genuine love is selfless and non-hypocritical. In Romans chapter 12 verse 9, Apostle Paul said, "Let love be without dissimulation." In other words, love should be without any hint of subterfuge or maneuvering. Don't pretend to show love because of what you can get out of a relationship. Never allow love to be a one-way traffic where you are the sole beneficiary. Learn to show genuine love to other people, other believers, so that you will be positioned to receive true love. Genuine love is considerate of the feelings of others. It is humble, non-competitive, not selfish, not prideful. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 3, Apostle Paul said, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or empty pride, but in humility consider others more important than yourself. Just as anything that is done without faith is sin, anything that is done without motivation of true love is unprofitable. The CEV Bible translation rendering of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 says, What if I could speak all languages of humans and even of angels? If I did not love others, I would be nothing more than a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Beloved, as powerful and desirable and spiritual as speaking in diverse tongues is, it is not a true measure of a person's spirituality. Love is. Love is so powerful that Jesus summarized all the law and the prophets into this four-letter word, L-O-V-E, love. In Matthew chapter 22 verses 37 to 39, Jesus declared, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." However, in order to keep things simple, Jesus left us with just one new commandment. In John chapter 13 verse 34, he said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And the reason why Jesus reduced it to one commandment of loving one another is because anyone who loves fellow humans that they can see will certainly love God whom they cannot see. You know, in 1 John chapter 4 verse 20, Apostle John explained it thus. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Beloved, in the kingdom, we live by faith, function by love, and excel by grace. I'd like to say that again. In the kingdom, we live by faith, we function by love, and we excel by grace. Amen. Therefore, if you want to be functionally relevant in the kingdom and make lasting impact in your life, then love should be the greatest motivation in every relationship and in everything you do or say. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray together. Believers, you may say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me so much that you laid down your life for me. Please help me to love other believers likewise. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokoto, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring We the Kingdom, singing a song titled God So Loved. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you. Yeah.
Bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world. Praise God, praise God, from all blessings flow. Praise Him, praise Him for the wonders of His love. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my